suppose the timeline of events, Sean, I had a couple of missed calls on Monday and didn't think anything of it. And then somebody said to me when I got back to them that they'd got news that there was an accident out in Spain involving Oisin Merritt. We were finding it difficult to get information because I think the accident occurred at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. And I phoned the Villa Rose Hotel where Oisin is employed, and they've been very, very helpful with us because they've been in touch with the family, obviously, and the news wasn't good. It was on Monday. I think Oisin had a fractured skull amongst other injuries. It was very distressing news, and all we could do is really wait, Sean, until we got more information. So, as I said, they've been very good to us, the Villa Rose, are keeping us in touch, and we had news yesterday that Oisin's condition had slightly stabilised, which we were obviously glad to hear, and we're waiting further information today. I believe Oisin's family flew out yesterday, and I think some friends or Oisin's girlfriend might be flying out today. Apologies if some of this information isn't entirely accurate, Sean, because we're getting kind of bits of information, as you can imagine, over the last couple of days. And everybody's obviously very distressed to hear the news. He's a lovely young lad, Sean, you know. I phoned around our coaches, and they went out of the way just to say what a polite, just nice, pleasant lad he is.